Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, amen. We thank God for each and every last one of you for calling in on the show today, amen. Today is Worship Wednesday, amen. We come to worship
amen.
The Lord. on today, amen, in spite of what goes on in our lives on a week-to-week basis, amen, we still need to give God what belongs to him, which is praise and worship, amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for Pastor Satwan being with
amen.
Us on today, amen. Hallelujah. I know Sylvia, Atia, my birth, I'm quite sure all of them is already in queue, amen.
Amen. We got my Bertha. We got Althea's open. My Bertha's open.
Praise the Lord, believer.
Praise the Lord, prophet.
How is it going down in Detroit, Michigan?
Oh, it's just wonderful. God is just raining down blessings here right now. And the winds of blessings is blowing in from the east and a new word. Yes, a new code word from the Lord.
I know that's right. My Bertha?
Yes,
we want
yes,
you
prophet.
To pray for us today. We want you to pray today. We want you to lead us off in prayer today, my Bertha. We want you to pray the glory of the Lord down in this place on this show, amen. Pray that the people will call in and testify or want prayer or whatever the Lord decides to do today. Let the Lord have his way on the show today on this worship Wednesday. Amen.
Amen. And amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all mine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Our Father in heaven, we come to you now. O God, with a word of praise on our lips, Father God, we come with a new song in our spirit, and your word dwelling richly within us. Father God, we rise, forgetting not the benefits that we have acquired because of your shed blood. Father God, we rise knowing that we are the redeemed of the Lord. God, we thank you and we magnify you. We give thanks unto you, O God, for your goodness and your mercy. God, we thank you because you are God, and you alone are God. You are the only wise God. Dominion, power, glory, and honor all belongs to you because of who you are. God, we thank you because you are our provider. You are our strong tower. You are our strength in the time of trouble. God, we thank you that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. And under your shadows do we abide, under your wings, O God. And God, we thank you that you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. And for that, God, we give you glory. So, God, we come ask you to let the high praise of God be in our mouth today. God, let the praise come forth. Let the worship come forth as we exalt you, O God. We exalt and we give you adoration for who you are and what you are in us. Father God, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins, of all mission and commission. Father God, if we have thought, said, or done anything wrong, if we have wounded or offended anyone on this Christian walk, Father God, forgive us now. And Father God, we ask you to come in. Let the Holy Spirit flow freely. Father God, we call down the fire from our lives, the fire of your presence, oh God, your manifested glory, oh God. Let it rain and residue over this show. Father God, speak a word through prophet service today. A clear rainbow word, oh God. A clear logos word, oh God. Let the lead your people, oh God. Oh, God, that will take them higher in you. That will heal those that need healing, oh, God. Those that need deliverance will be set free. God, that the bondages of addiction, oppression, and depression, oh, God, sickness, disease, and infirmity will have to go and flee because of the power that's spoken through his mouth, because of the fire that you will release through his mouth. God, we give you glory right now. We thank you, oh God, for Pastor Shakespeare, and we lift him up that he utilized the service today of Francis Robinson. Father God, be with him. God, we lift him Moses. God, I mean, we stand on the right and on the left, lifting him up, oh God, because with his eyes lifted up and praying to you, oh God, he has the victory. He's trying to victoriously, oh God, and we thank you for it now. Father, God, have your way on this show. God, let those call in and need prayer. Those that have a praise report, oh God, let them open their mouths, oh God. We thank you in advance, oh God. We ask you, God, to come out of youth, oh God, as they're coming out of school for the summer vacation. Father God, cover them in your blood. Let your blood prevail over them, oh God. Cover their minds, Lord Jesus. God, take their minds off of the internet and the trickery of the enemy that's leading them astray. But, oh God, we ask you to set their minds on things eternal. God, give them a heart and a mind to want to serve you. Not only serve you, God, but to know you. To know you in the fullness, oh God. God, we lift up the sick and the shame. God, let the healing bomb flow. Let the virtue flow on them, oh God, right now. Those that are in the mental institutions, God, mentally and emotionally disturbed. Father God, you are a heart fixer and a mind regulator. Regulate their minds, oh God. We call out every demonic and satanic attack that has been sent against their minds. God, we curse it now to the bitter root, and we render it powerless, ineffective, and inoperative. Oh God, by the name of Jesus Christ, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over the cities, oh God, over every nation. We bind that spirit of murder, gang violence, vandalism, robbery, and thievery, oh God. We bind it. God, to us right there in place. Father God, you reign, and we release peace, oh God, love, oh God, and unity in the family, spiritually and naturally. God, have your way. God, bind your people back together in love. Wake up, oh God, the dead, that spirit, oh God. Let your people be on fire. We call down the fire of the Holy Ghost. Rain in them, oh God. Rain in them as never before. We're supernaturally, oh God. Oh, God, have your way, Jesus. Show yourself mighty, oh God. Not by might and not by power, but, oh God, rule by your spirit. Breathe your flesh on your people, oh God. Wake up those dry dead bones, oh God. We promise our life, oh God, back into the body, Lord Jesus. God, we speak life. They shall live and not die, but they will declare the works of the Lord. Every assignment that you have given us, oh God, as prophets, apostles, evangelists, pastors, teachers, intercessors, and warriors, oh God, we will fulfill it. Not a soul will be lost on our watch. God, we ask you to cover us in your blood now. Let your ministry angels minister through us. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over PSMI, TCA. Oh God, we plead the blood of Jesus. In this church, oh God, we plead the blood of Jesus over new beginnings. Oh God, we lift up the marriages to you, oh God. You said in your word, let God and joy together, let no man put asunder. So God, we silence right now. We decree and declare every tongue that rises up against the marriage that you have ordained, God, in silence in the name of Jesus. God, we speak love, unity, joy, and happiness in the marriages, oh God. God, bind them together. Let them be there for one another. Help us and watermates to each other, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, oh God. We give you honor, and we give you praise, oh God, for all things on you, and we give all things back to you, because you deserve all of the glory. Oh, let your God alone with me, and let us exalt his name. Behold the Lamb of God, that he is worthy of all the honor and the praise, and we give it all back to you, Lord Jesus. In your name we thank you, and we praise you, in Jesus' name. Amen, and praise God. Hallelujah. 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 We glorify your name, God. We glorify your Jesus. We lift up holy hands in the sanctuary and we bless your name. Oh, yeah, come and be your son, be your seed. Lift up your hands on you gates, you people of God, and be you lifted up, you everlasting God. Father, you know the warriors come in. Almighty God, we bless you. You're an awesome God, and you're worthy of all our praise, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Be glorified, Jesus. Be glorified, Lord.
Man.
Hallelujah. Let the words of our mouths, oh God, and the meditations of our hearts, let it be acceptable in our sight, oh God. Be glorified in all heavens and be glorified in the earth, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord, in the beauty of holiness. Yes, Lord, because you are a holy God. You are a holy God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Be glorified, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified. Be glorified, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Everlasting Father. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you.
Thank you, God.
We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your mighty, wonderful, marvelous work, so thank you, Lord.
Yes,
God. Oh, yes, Father. Oh, God, we thank you for the refreshing and the restoring and reviving that's taking place, oh, God. We thank you that we are renewed as the eagles, our strength, oh God, because you are our strength. Oh, when we are weak, you're strong, Almighty God. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Merciful Savior.
My Lord, my Lord.
Merciful Savior.
You know, when my birthday was praying, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And she told me, and I thought, see, this is what I know when I'm on key with the Lord, amen. Because he put it in my book. Amen. Hallelujah. I was wanting to say, Lord, if I'm going to say this and talk about this, since this is the day that we are worshiping and praising the Lord, amen, since this is worship Wednesday,
amen.
Somebody needs to call a friend, call a neighbor, text Facebook somebody and tell them that today is Worship Wednesday, that PSMI is live on the show today, amen. It's not a recording, amen, but we are live, amen. Hallelujah. Shutting in our very own Apostle Michael Shakespeare, amen. And we are worshiping and praising God in spite of what goes on in our life. Amen. We still give God glory. Amen. And when
yes,
he was
Lord.
Praying my book to the Lord, let me know that I was in the spirit. Hallelujah. Because you said this over in Psalms 34. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
You said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise
yes, Lord.
Shall continually be in my mouth.
Be in my mouth.
My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. And the
yes.
humble shall hear thereof. And be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
His name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. And delivered me
from all my fears.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. All my fears. God delivered
all
me. Hallelujah. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it looks like. We cannot be afraid of the enemy. We cannot be afraid of what's going on. We just need to learn how to praise and worship God. Hallelujah. Because when people
Hallelujah.
Begin to see the believers worshiping and praising God in spite of what's going on, guess what they're going to say? I need to get what they got. I need to do what they're doing. Because see, guess what?
Oh,
even though we living in the last days, even though we're living in the last times, we still got to give God praise.
Yes,
oh,
Jesus.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Oh, hello, somebody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I will bless the Lord at all times.
At all.
I don't care what it is. I don't care if they shot your dog. I don't care if you stomp your toe. I don't care if you ran over a cat. You still got to give God glory.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah,
I don't care where you at. I don't care where you at. I don't care if you're in the grocery store. And I see, I only testify about myself. Wherever I am and I feel anointed, I'm going to give God the praise right there.
Hallelujah.
I wish one of my friends, apostle friends, was here, amen, because he'll say, I shot on the CPA train. Wherever I am, I feel the presence of the Lord, I'm going to reverence him.
Yes.
Jesus.
Oh, hello, somebody.
Oh, God, I thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. We got
thank
to bless
you,
the Lord at all times. There's a lot of his praises to continue to stay in our minds.
Thank you, Lord.
Turn it up to
thank
one.
You, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
And we saw all the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more.
Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. I need you now. I need you.
I need you right away. The agony of being alone.
Oh, God.
Fear of doing things on my own. The tests and trials that come to make me strong.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
The ways of trials that beat upon me, but to know, Lord, that in you I got victory.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory to Lord Jesus. Glory to your name. I'm telling you. We sure do need the Lord. We need the Lord like never before. I know I need him. I don't know about nobody else, but I know I need the Lord like never before.
Right now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
and
Jesus.
I come to know that the enemy is on the horizon, but I know God is glorified. I know we give God the glory. Hallelujah. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it seems like. I'm still giving God the glory. I'm still giving God the praise.
Amen.
In spite of I'm in the situation that I'm in right now, amen, dealing with these old crazy landlords, I still give God the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to bless
Thank
him.
You,
and if I got to cry loud and spell now, that's what I got to do, whatever I got to go through to get to the people of God. Amen.
Thank
I have
you,
to
Lord.
Find myself down. Amen. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
and
Lord.
I thank God. And I thank God for this word, amen. Because he has allowed angels to camp all around us.
Yes, he is.
He allowed angels to camp all around us. And even when we walk out of the ark of sacredness, he still allowed angels to camp around us. Oh,
yes,
my goodness.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my
goodness.
And you know what, my Bertha and Pastor Twan, some folks say that if you, and I have to help these people to understand that God will forgive you if you will open up your mouth and repent.
Yes, Amen. He will.
There's nothing
yes,
that you
will.
Can do that God will not forgive you of.
Amen.
And
that's
and
right.
And I think about how we walk around with anger and bitterness. And I don't know why the Lord took me there, but, oh, my goodness. I don't know why we walk around with so much anger and bitter in us, but then we want the Father to forgive us when we do wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We are so quick to hold a grudge against somebody, but then when we do wrong and fall short, we want God to forgive us.
Mm-hmm.
But His Word says,
mm-hmm.
if you can forgive, then how can I forgive?
Right.
Hello, somebody.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth.
Amen. So we
Amen.
Have to make sure that we got a forgiving heart, that we can forgive people
That's
when
it.
They do us wrong. We got to forgive
yeah.
people if they lie on us. We got to forgive people if they scandalizing our name. We got to show love and compassion for those who don't have compassion towards us.
Amen.
And as being
Amen.
And as being children of God, as being servants of God, we're not even going to talk about the leaders. We're just going to talk about the children, lay members. We're just going to talk about people that just go to church. Folks are just walking upright. Folks are just living for the Lord. We ain't talking about the apostle. We ain't talking about the bishop. We ain't talking about none of them. We're just talking about regular, normal people that's loving on them from Jesus.
Jesus.
That's right.
And we walk around so uptight and so mad and so bitter. We wonder why we're so sick and why we got all these afflictions up on us. All because that comes from unforgiveness.
That's right.
We have to forgive people. We have to get into a place where it's okay. It's all right. I know you did that. I know you said that. It's all right. But the thing is, don't let it happen again. And you don't have to say it out of your mouth. Don't let it happen again. But you know what not to do the next time. Like,
That's
I know
right.
I loaned you some money, and you said you was going to pay me back this day, and you didn't pay me back. I called you, you ignored my phone call, and you ain't paid me back. Guess what? I love you just the same. Just know the next time.
That's
when
right.
When come at me, you can't have it.
That's right.
No use to walking around with hatred in your heart. And unforgiveness is sin. Not only that, not only does it turn into sin, but it brings on sickness.
That's right.
Like, I have to forgive my slum landlord. I have to forgive this man. Even though this man don't take care of his property and got rodents running around everywhere, I have to forgive that man.
Jesus.
Because I be wanting to tell him some stuff, my brother. I be wanting to let that man know. Somebody.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
That's right. The unforgiveness brings on disobedience and rebellion. It just,
uh-huh.
it grows. The longer you hold it, the more it grows.
Yes.
And you know what? And I have to often sometimes I have to talk to my mother. You know, I said, Mama, sometimes you just gotta let that stuff go, leave it alone.
But when you see,
not only that, you have to be careful around people that will continue to bring it up.
That is so
amen.
True.
There you go.
Be careful if people want to bring up what took place yesteryear.
Mm-hmm. Got that
like
right.
I tell my people, I don't want to hear that stuff that happened 20 years ago.
Amen.
I'm 36 years old. I don't want to hear that what happened 20 years ago. I don't want to hear what happened 10 years ago. This is a whole new different day and time. I forgave
Amen.
You for that.
Yes,
it's over now. Half the stuff you done to me, I'll have to forget about it. But you bring
right.
it up again.
Praise God.
Boom.
Thank you, Jesus.
And now you trying to make me all upset again. Now I forgave you for that.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
We got
Amen.
To forgive people. At this time, I don't know why the Lord put that in my spirit, talking about forgiveness. Amen. We got to learn how to forgive
Amen.
People. Amen?
Amen.
We are living in a day and time. We are living in a day and time, a century, amen, in a world that we are, it's unforgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
People tell you they're sorry, I apologize, and we want to dig into it, rub it in some more. No, forgive them and move on.
That's right. Move on and forget about it. Just like Jesus forget about our sins. When we repent and ask for forgiveness, he throw them into the sea of forgetfulness and that's brought up in no more. And people have got to learn to do that. They'll forgive, but they won't forget. If you haven't forget, you haven't forgave.
And you know what, Mom Bertha, you said something so profound. Even if you got to make the individual think you forgot about it.
Praise the Lord.
Because see, it's some stuff, you know, because if I can just put my head open and just erase everything that ever happened to me in my life, people that have done me wrong and backstabbed me, if I can just cut my head out and just pull it out, I would. But it's certain stuff, if you forgave a person, don't bring it up again.
Right. That's right.
I remember when you did this. I remember when you said that. Well, we grown now. I remember when
That's
we were
right.
kids, you did. Well, we grown now. You still holding
right.
on to that? You can't grow spiritually, and you cannot grow naturally holding on to those things of the past.
That's right.
At least
it's a block.
It's
blocked. Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's some stuff in the past I enjoyed. All my past
Amen.
Wasn't bad.
Right.
And it all wasn't good.
Right.
But
Amen.
The good that I remember, I remember that. And I try not to remember none of the bad stuff that happened in my past. Amen?
Amen.
So
Amen.
See, a lot of times, my Bertha and Pastor Twan and Sylvia and Athea, when we
yeah.
hold on to old baggage, when we hold on to things that have scorned us and things that have really just, I mean, oh, my goodness, we ain't even got to hold on. Go back to when we was kids. I want to go back to what month, 2 or 3 years ago. I got hurt in this church, and you know, every church is not the same.
Right.
Everybody's not out to hurt you.
That's right.
There's some people, there's some believers out here that will love you for real. They will love you so good to be so sweet on you. So if sweetness was a cap, if you can get a cavity just for showing people how much love is, I'd be ball mouth by now. I wouldn't have no teeth. because I have all them cats for being so sweet to people. When you begin to love on people and treat people right, and you know, and sometimes we are in the habit of making people suffer for what we've been through.
Amen.
That's why we have to be getting this word, dig this word out, and sit around some print, get around some folk that can get a prayer through to God. All because if we don't be around the believers, we don't be around the saints, we will lose our minds.
Jesus.
Amen.
Hello, somebody.
Hello, praise
I'm
the Lord.
I'm going to testify about myself. I'm going to tell the truth on myself. If I had not been around PSMI or if I had not been in Pence Temple around Shatwan and them, I'd probably be sitting up in somebody's jail right now.
Jesus.
Thank God.
Because the things that I'm telling you, half the stuff that I go through and hear and people saying this and doing that, if I would go by he say, she say stuff, do you know I would be up under somebody's nut house, somebody's jail?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But to God be the glory that God has made me strong. He's got me around some praying folk, got me in his word, amen, and got me before him. And it keeps me safe and keep the individual safe.
Jesus.
Amen. You know, Prophet Shakespeare made a statement last night in Bible class that made you really check yourself and where you are in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to be living epistles, walking in the likeness and the image of Jesus Christ. And we're supposed to emulate everything that he did and greater. He suffered persecutions. He suffered being lied on. He suffered the beatings. He went to the cross. He suffered rejection from his own. But even in death, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. We're supposed to have that heart of forgiveness that Jesus had. And when we can really walk in the image and the likeness of God, as Paul said, we are pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of Christ Jesus. We are pressing toward perfection. We're supposed to mark the perfect man, which is Jesus Christ. And when we start looking at ourselves and walking in the image and the likeness and the mind of Christ, then we'll be able to forgive and love as Christ.
Jesus.
Amen. But you know what, my Bertha? And sometimes we think just because we're a lot of people have not came into the truth of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You have some people that going by what Fat Mama, Big Mama told them. Big Mama and them people, I'm going by what Big Mama told me. Big Mama didn't go in and research and then did not go into the New Testament. Big Mama
Amen.
Them don't believe in the New Testament, but they believe everything in the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. And some of these
right.
people, and some people, my Bertha, they are never get a hold. You got some people that seasoned in the Word of God. You got some people that know the Word of God, that got it in them. They got the Old Testament packed down pat. But when it comes down to that New Testament, no, that ain't God.
That's right.
How you know it ain't God? Did you take the time out, the research? Because everything
okay.
in the New Testament is the Old Testament being revealed.
That's
one
right.
Bible. One Bible.
And we got to get this thing down on the inside. We're supposed to be just, we could never, only way we'll be just like Jesus when we get up out of here. But Because you got some, ooh, praise God. Anyway, we are supposed to have this word down on the inside of us, so when that time comes, it's supposed to spring up like a fountain.
That's right. Let the word of God dwell in you richly.
Somebody, you should be able to witness to somebody in spite of what you're going through.
Amen.
You done married that man now. He done bust you upside your head and knocked you all around. And they told you not to marry him, but now you're going to make everybody else suffer because you married him. No.
Right.
I know some preachers. I don't know. I'm just saying this. Yeah, I'm questioning. Everybody know this preacher. Amen. She was, you know, worldwide and known. Amen. Because the relationship she went through, and she had a nervous breakdown and went through that marriage, but then she come badging the men. Why would you do that? Why would you badger them? Why would you try to tear them down? When you was with them, they told you not to marry them, but you married them anyway.
Exactly.
That's right.
But see, that's what happens when we step out of the will of God and do things on our
own. Amen. That's it right there.
Amen. When it says, first you seek the kingdom of heaven and all his righteousness, and then it says, all these other things will be added unto you.
Yes, it will.
God, if we would seek the kingdom of heaven, God going to add to us regardless. He's going to add the cars, he's going to add the wives, he's going to add the husband, he's going to add all that up. He's going to add it to us all because this is what he wanted us to have. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God.
I believe God is up to something unusual in this new season. Amen.
Yes, he is. Pastor Darrell, we got two callers on the line, Pastor Darrell.
Okay.
Okay, 864, I'm opening up the mic. 864-449, your mic is open.
Hello, this is Anthony.
Praise the Lord, Anthony.
Praise the Lord, brother. All right. And how are you today?
Okay, just enjoying listening in about the forgiveness. I think that's a way we need to go in life.
Okay. And it's important. It is very important that we forgive. You know, I hear a lot of people talking about their moms, and, you know, I don't care. Like I was just telling somebody on yesterday, I don't care if your mama was the baddest crackhead or the baddest prostitute out there. That's still your mother. Amen.
That's right.
And you still
Amen.
Have to respect them. Respect them. Why? Oh, because that's a commandment.
Yeah.
And we are, even though they probably took them up, they probably took food out of your mouth and, you know, probably did whatever they did with the money or whatever, didn't pay the bills or whatever. But guess what? That's still your mother. That's still your father. And we still have to respect them, all because that's a commandment by God. Amen?
And the only one
Amen.
With one.
And, because, see, let me tell you something. The enemy knows, he knows where we are trying to go.
Right.
You know, the enemy knows what we're pressing for. He already knows. Satan already knows what it's like in heaven. He knows what it's like and everything. And his job is, the enemy's job is to stop us, to abort us from getting where we need to get to in God.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to get around some people that recognize him. Amen. So that's why he want to set up camp and have unforgiveness in our heart, in our spirit. Amen?
Amen.
So
Amen.
In this day and time, we have to make sure and make very sure that our spirits are clean. That and see, guess what? Let me check. Let me tell you this. Let me stick a pin right there. The thing is, what God does, He takes the stain out of it. He removes the hurt from out that thing. Because I'm quite sure that if somebody and you saw the robber go in your house and stole and robbed you from all your goods, robbed you, took all your flat strings and everything, took everything out your house. You saw him. Caught him in the act. And you see him walking the street. You ain't going to forget that hurt because they stole from you. But guess what? If you forgave him, guess what? God's going to remove the stain, the anger out of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you know you got over a thing. Amen? Like, you know,
yeah,
if someone
right.
put a lie on you, my birth, I'm quite sure you done been, well, you've been around a while, my birth, where therefore, you know, you heard people talking about you. You have even walked up, heard them talking about you. Amen. They supposed to be your good friend, or they supposed to be close to you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing you say, they say, "I didn't say that."
Yes, that's what they say.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you say it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But then. You got then you say okay, or they say they apologize. Well, if I didn't say, well, I'm sorry then. No, they really didn't
right.
mean it. But the thing
right.
is it's up to you to forgive them. Uh oh.
Right.
What
they
say,
sorry that you heard them. That's all they sorry for.
If you busted them.
Exactly. They sorry that you walked up and heard it. But see, guess
mm-hmm.
what? We have to forgive them. And the only way you know you forgave a person when you come around, when they come around in your vicinity, when they come around you, and you feel and you don't feel that anger, you don't feel like you want to just beat them up and jump on them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna come down your road because this happened to me. This happened to me. And I know I'm quite sure there's quite a few folk listening in, and this has happened to you too before.
Mm-hmm.
One of your, when you was coding or when you was dating, one of your friends went with your person, the individual you was dating went with your girlfriend or went with your boyfriend behind your back and you found out about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to cut their neck off. and you found out about it.
Right.
That just hurt you and pierced you to no end. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Okay. I was dating this girl and my cousin. Went and date the girl behind my back.
Mm-mm-mm.
I found out that they was dating, and not only that, they was dating, they was going over stuff, but they was going together, going seeing each other behind my back. And so I was so upset with my cousin to where every time I saw him, I wanted to jump on him. I just wanted to beat him up. I just wanted to jump on him. And I said, I got to let this go. I have to forgive this man. I have to forgive him.
Uh-uh-uh.
I have to be the bigger person. Somebody
right.
got to have the sense of like, okay. And I thought I forgave him, but when I saw him again, I want to fight him again. That's why I knew I wanted to listen.
Uh-uh.
You know, but that's because that thing had got grown in me. It had matured in me.
Mm-hmm.
And so after a while, I said, okay, Lord, I need you to take this off my heart. I need you to take this off my mind. I need you to take it out my spirit. Lord, I need you to remove this thing. And guess what, y'all? That thing lift up off me just like that. And when I see my when I saw my cousin, we was able to sit down and kiki and laugh and holler. I'm just laugh and joke and everything. And it wasn't there no more. The anger wasn't there. It wasn't like I want to fight him or jump on him or nothing. I want to do something to him. I didn't have that no more. All because
right.
that I had to be clever.
Thank
but
you,
sometimes
Jesus.
You may not even that. Somebody may have wronged you on the job. Somebody probably went back and told a lie on you on your job, trying to make you lose your job. Hello, somebody. But
mm-hmm.
you, and when you say, Lord, forgive me, when you're trying to do better, when you're trying to walk upright and you're trying to stay on the straight and narrow path, you have to make sure, make very sure that you have all forgiveness out of you.
That's right.
Because, see, if you have unforgiveness in you, that's going to open up doors for all them other spirits to come
yes,
in.
Yes, it will. You know, Prophet Sanders, is just, it's not strange, it's just God. If you're talking about the same thing Prophet talked about yesterday on the show, he was talking about love and how we be with a boyfriend or a girlfriend and we want to die and kill ourselves and hurt the other person because the relationship end or something happened. But he said a profound statement yesterday. You never see people want to kill themselves over God.
Right.
I don't have enough of God in me, so I'm going to kill myself. I'm not loving the way God told me to love, so I'm going to kill myself. But we kill ourselves over foolish, materialistic things. Argue, fight, bicker over materialistic things, but we never see more of the spiritual things. Nobody ever wants to commit suicide over God. But you'll commit suicide because you done fell out with a friend or somebody has wronged you or just because you're oppressed and depressed. You want to commit suicide. But nobody ever says, well, I don't have enough of God, so I'm going to commit suicide. Mm-hmm. Where is the love of God in all of this?
That's true.
Perfect love casts out all fear. You must have the love of God abiding in you, the true love of God. And when you're walking in the true love of God, you can forgive, as you said. I mean, I had a story similar to yours. It wasn't my first husband was the biggest adulterer I can ever fathom because I was young and didn't know anything, didn't know about God. And I didn't beat up the woman. I beat him up because he the one went after the woman. And then when she got up in my face, I beat her up. But when you grow in God and you're mature in him and you get that divine connection with him and a relationship, then, as you said, that's when you can walk in unforgiveness. I can sit down with that man now out of all the low-down, dirty things that he did to me. I can sit down with him and yet treat him in love, have a civil conversation with him, and nothing is ever mentioned of the past. And when he mentioned the past, you know what I tell him? I'm going to pray for you that God deliver you because I have been delivered from the past and I will not relive it, and I keep it moving.
And you know what, my Bertha, I have really, it just seems like, you know, when people begin to, see, that's the enemy that uses them to dig up your past.
Mm-hmm.
Like what the people I used to think about. I remember when you was a whore. I remember when you used to do this. You hear what you're saying? You remember when?
Right.
You remember that old me?
Right.
That old me has died out.
Amen.
And now you trying to resurrect the old me? Because, see, the old
mm-hmm.
me would have jumped up and punched you in the face, hit you in the head with something, hit you in the throat, anything. You know, been to kick you in the neck or anything. That was the old me. But that new me, you would rather talk to me. And it's not the point like I tell people my birthday, the point is I did not forget how to use bad language.
Right.
I didn't forget how to say the M word, the B word, and all them other words.
Right.
But mm-hmm. I don't use them all because it's not right. Why?
Right.
Because the
That's
Bible
right.
says, how can bitter and sweet come out of the same fountain?
Exactly.
Amen. And I don't understand
Amen.
How some people can do that. Amen. And still, I ask somebody, do you kiss your mama with that same mouth?
Right.
I mean, do you kiss your kids with that
same
mouth?
No, that's right. Amen.
Amen.
We have another call. We have a 757.
Yes, Iwatowski.
57618, your mic is open.
Yes, my name is Iwatowski.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Wonderful.
How are you today?
I'm doing great, sir.
Okay. You call in for prayer?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Anything specific that you need prayer for?
Just praying for direction for the will of God for my life, my destiny.
And what's your name again?
Edward Hosky.
Edward?
Yes.
Papa, do you want Sylvia to pray?
Yes. Sylvia, would you pray for him, please?
Yes, sir. I sure will. Let me get back to the back. Father God, we come lifting up your son, God. Father,
yes,
we come,
Lord,
God, on his behalf, oh God. Father, we come asking, Father, that you forgive us for any sins, God, anything we have said or done, oh God. Oh God, that you will forgive us, oh God, and that we'll be just as quick, God, to forgive those that trespass against us. Father, I lift him up before you, Lord, that you'll begin, God, to open up his understanding, God. God, that your word, God, will begin to be a lamp to his feet, Father. Father, you give him direction, oh God. Oh,
yes,
Father,
Lord.
You said, oh Lord, that if we come to you, God, that you would hear and that you would answer, oh God. Oh, Father, let him be still before you in your presence, oh God, that he can hear from you, God. Oh, God, begin to let him set aside time, oh God, when it's just you and him, oh God. Oh, God, if he has to turn down his plate, oh God, to hear, oh God. Oh, God, give him the strength to do that, oh God. Oh, God, as he walk in obedience, oh God. Oh, God, to lead and guide him, oh God, in all truth, oh God. Oh, Father, make the way perfect, oh God.
Yes,
oh, God,
God,
for your son, God. Oh, God, have your way, Lord. Have your way in his home, God. Have your way in his life, oh, God. We bind, oh, God, any attack of the enemies, oh, God. Any disruption, any distractions, oh, God. Oh, God, we cut the head off, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. And we send it to a dry and barren place, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, that he's seeking you, Lord. Hallelujah, God, that he wants more of you, oh, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, God, release your word, oh, God. Release the direction, oh, God. Oh, God, whatever the enemy is trying to hold up, oh, God. Oh, God, send your warring angels to war on his behalf, oh, God. And the ministering angels to minister to every need, oh, Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus right now, God, over him, over his home, everything that pertains to him, God. Oh, Father, let it look to you as the source, oh, God, and the provider, oh, God, of all needs, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
God, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord God. Bless your name, Father. Glory, God. Glory, glory. Bless your God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah,
Lord. Thank you, Father.
Glory, God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord.
Edward.
Look what she said.
Edward, are you affiliated with a church? Do you have a church home?
Yes.
I sense heaviness around you.
There's
a heaviness in your spirit.
Yeah.
You're seeking God for something, but you don't know how to go after it. The word of God says in Proverbs, early in the morning will I seek thee with for the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of his word. Get into your word more. Meditate on the word of God. Let that word take root in you and let it become life. Pray more. Lay before the Lord. Bow on your knees and cry out to God. Communicate to him through the word of God. God is going to answer your prayer request. There's something you're seeking from him. And you need him to move expediently on your behalf.
Yes, God.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. Yes,
Lord. Jesus, God, you said in your word that you would keep me in perfect peace. He's seeking you, God. He's hungering for your word, oh God, the true and the living word. Oh, God, send the messengers, oh, God, to speak your word to you. Go, ya mandiririos.
Yes,
oh, God, give him clarity, oh, God, of what he read, oh, God. Give him understanding and revelation knowledge, oh, God.
Yes,
oh, God, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Do it for your glory, Jesus. Not for our glory, but do it for your glory, Jesus. That he'll be fishes of men, oh God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, glory to
you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Cast your cares upon me, son, for I care for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Wipe away the pain and hurt, oh God.
You know, my brother, I just saw, I don't know if you have children or none, but I saw these two kids walk up to you. I saw a little girl and a little boy just walk up to you. Hallelujah.
God, thank you.
Amen. I just saw these two kids walk up to you. Do you have any children?
I have two daughters and a grandson.
I saw this little girl and I saw this little boy just walk up to you. Hallelujah. Dodo mo komandi ya se. Yande, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And the Lord told me to tell you that everything is going to be all right. Ah, yes, God.
Thank you, God.
Not that everything is going to be all right.
Amen, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You just continue to cast your cares upon me.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he will take care of you.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
We love you, Edward, and God love you more.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is Brother Anthony still online?
Be encouraged.
Amen.
Is Brother Anthony still here? Is Brother Anthony still online?
Is Anthony still online?
What you say, Prophetess Bertha?
Is Anthony still online, Prophet Sanders? The Lord has given a word for him to
yes,
Anthony.
Anthony.
Is he still on
the line? Hold on. Let me open up his mic.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, Anthony, I'm here. I'm trying to respond. My mic was muted.
Just open, Anthony.
Okay. Brother Anthony, the Lord told me to tell you everything that you have requested before him, every prayer request that you have sent up before him within the past 3 weeks, here, God said he's going to bring it to pass.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord told me to ora rikiando. Rikiamando boko mandia. Yes, God. Uh-huh. The Lord told me to tell you that if you would just be, my God, just lift your hands and tell him thank you. Hallelujah. He said, tell him thank you for the increase. He's getting ready to give you increase. And the Lord also told me to tell you that, yes, God, that you are not going to go to jail, hallelujah, for no foolishness. Thank you, Lord. And he also told me to tell you that the enemy will not take you out.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because you have promise upon your life. You have destiny upon your life, so saith the Spirit of God.
Praise your name, God.
Oh, my.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And God is also said he's reconciling the relationship back with your daughters. He's speaking peace right now on your behalf. He's drawing the father back to the daughter and the daughters back to the father in love and in unity. Speak all, Shate, for this is the will of the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Brother Anthony, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this, man. It may seem like it's taken a long time. It just seemed like you just going through. But God said, you would just hold on and hold out.
Who, God?
Just a few more risings of the sun. You're going to see the hand of God.
Yes, Lord. Change is going to come.
Everywhere you go, you're going to see favor.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Okay, God. Okay. The Lord told me to tell you that your name is favor.
Thank you, Jesus.
There is favor on your life. So whatever you went, whatever you go to do, you is going to have favor.
Jesus.
He's going to allow you to meet the people that's going to allow favor to come forth. I don't know what, something about a job just come up here because I saw you, oh my goodness, I saw you carrying a briefcase here, hallelujah, and that briefcase was letting me know that that represented a career, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. That is something concerning business here. Ha, I see, God. Thank you. Oh, God, hope you don't see. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is getting ready to bless you like never before. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And everything is going to work out in your favor, so saith the Spirit of God.
We worship you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You be blessed, Brother Anthony, all right?
Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Anthony, and God loves you. Hallelujah.
You,
hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. God, be the glory.
I'm on my way.
Amen. We have another caller.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Area code 322-8450, your mic is open.
Hi, can you hear me? Sorry. So noisy, give me one second. I was wanting to make sure that I made the right decision this morning. I just got out of court and I've set something up for trial, and I know that God's promised me he's going to deliver me, and I took him at his word this morning and not been in fear for anything. I know he's going to do it. I just want to make sure that, because I'm past the windmill of no return. So I'm taking him at his word and trusting him. My name is Steve. Hello?
Amen. Uh-huh.
Well,
you say you just got out of court?
Yeah.
And you want to know, did you make the right decision?
Yeah, I really feel like I made the right decision. I'm asking God for a word.
Didn't you have a spirit of peace in you?
Yeah,
you
I did.
Peace in your spirit?
Yeah.
Okay, then that means you make the right decision. Let me tell you this. The only way you know when you step out, when it's not of God, when you have an uncomfortable feeling in your spirit.
Right. I was just in peace the whole time coming out of there.
Huh?
I just knew that I knew that I made the right decision. I was just in peace. I was asking the Holy Spirit to confirm. You know, I know God's told me this thing's going to get thrown out, and I'm trusting him on that. I said, God, I don't care. I said, I'll do what you want me to do. And I just kept feeling like it's like, don't take the plea, don't take the plea. Just set it for trial and go to trial. And it's just like, you know, I'm trusting God with my heart.
And believe God's going to bring you out.
Amen.
He will give you an expected end. Amen?
Amen.
All right. We got to believe God for you. We're going to be praying with you and praying for you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Does God have anything?
My brother, you got anything?
The word of God has already been spoken.
We just,
in your
life,
Shakespeare, that that
it's
trial
called,
and everything else was going to be all right. That God's word is going to be established. So we stand in confirmation with what Apostle has said. We stand wholeheartedly with him because we know he's a true prophet of God, and the words that he spoke and that he has been speaking, it will come to pass. all God needs you to do is trust him.
Amen.
Rely on him, have confidence in him, and believe the word that he has spoken over and in your life.
Amen.
Amen. His word will not return to him void, but he will accomplish everything that he has sent it to do. But you need to walk in faith. Trust God. Believe God. Have confidence in what he has said, and it will come to pass. It's not our faith that's going to bring it to pass, but it's your faith and your trust in God that's going to bring it to pass.
Amen.
We're praying for your prophet said. We're going to keep you lifted up because it's already done. All you have to do is just continue to praise God every day, worship him, magnify him, and thank him for your victory.
Thank you.
We love you, Stephen, and God bless you.
I already knew it. I just wanted to be able to have an encouraging word given back to me again. So thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
All right, bye.
Amen. And you know, we have to learn this, that when God has spoken, we have to trust God. There's no way in the world that as being lay members or people of God, children of God, that we should be wanting to wear the prophets out with the same old stuff. Amen.
Amen.
I have people calling my phone, or I have a woman calling my phone, the same woman keep calling my phone, talking about this and that and et cetera. You cannot stress, and you cannot grieve the Holy Ghost. Because, see, one thing about it, you grieve the Holy Ghost will turn on you.
Yes, it will.
Huh. It'll whoop you out your clothes. The
it'll
Holy
make
Ghost
you,
will
it'll
whoop
drop
you
in your track.
Amen.
Amen.
So we have to really be careful troubling God for unnecessary stuff. And God, if God said it, it shall be so. Take it for what it's worth. And call my Dios. Just yamando bohose, God. Hallelujah. Some folks just call this show and they obeyed the first thing that the apostle told them to do.
Jesus.
They know that they, and not only that, my brother, let me just tell the truth like it is. They know
tell
that
the truth
whole, they didn't
have
they blessed. They didn't bless they, God didn't bless them financially just like the apostle said. They God then blessed them, and they still had not sown what they supposed to sow into to him.
Amen.
Still had not sown, but yet still want to call him with all this garbage. Ran him down. The devil is a lie.
Yes, he is.
See what it is. God is going to start blowing. And God is going to start revealing to apostles that they are cursed. So stop speaking
Jesus.
Over them. And we don't want God to allow a lying spirit to enter into.
All right now. What God has cursed cannot be blessed. And what God
and
has blessed cannot be cursed.
Amen.
I'm telling you. We have to learn how to stop taking advantage of God's elect.
That's right.
We have to stop taking advantage of God's prophets and prophetesses. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It becomes
Amen.
Draining. And I know, I'm telling you, if I would leave my phone at some people's house, they'd be ready to throw my phone out the window.
Amen.
All because that's how much it goes off. But, you know, we praise for apostle. We pray his strength. We continue to pray for him and lift him up before the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
So many people, you know, And I'm quite sure so many preachers have called apostles and need to hear a word from the Lord. But when you know the apostle have already spoken this thing over you, believe what he said. The Bible says, if you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, so shall you prosper.
Then
he came back with that flip two-headed coin. He said, if you give a prophet a cold drink of water, you shall receive a prophet's reward.
Amen. That's right.
So if the prophet has spoken wealth over your life, and you and I see the checks. I see some checks have came in some folks' mailboxes, and they have not sown into the apostle.
Amen.
Jesus.
Don't allow that money to be a curse to you.
Mm-mm-mm. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
The same way God bless it, he can curse it.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can.
Mm-hmm.
God will make it be a drought in your account. You got to be sure.
Jesus.
Okay, Lord, I don't know why that come out, but to God be the glory. Amen.
You put a hole in your pocket, and every step you make, the money falling out, and you don't know it. It came out your mouth, Prophet Sanders, because Prophet needs rest. He needs rest. He's not a robot. He needs rest so that he could fulfill his destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Jesus.
Any more callers, Shatwan?
No more callers.
Okay. Amen. Praise God. Athea,
I'm here.
Let me tell you this, darling.
Yes.
I don't know where you are. I don't know where you're staying at. I don't know if you're happy where you're staying at or you pleased where you're staying at. But I saw you moving. I saw you packing up moving.
Amen. Amen.
Are you looking to move?
I want to move, yes.
I saw you moving. It was like a quick move, yeah. Hey.
Amen.
Show God. Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
Holy Ghost, see, not only that, oh, my goodness. I saw a bedroom. Oh, my Lord. Yes, God. I don't know why I see you moving into this five-bedroom house.
Wow.
I don't know what you're going to do with all this. All right, Lord. Mm-hmm. Okay. I heard the
Jesus.
Lord say you need to make one some office space here.
Of course. Amen.
Okay. And I don't even know what type of business are you doing here. Oh, my goodness. Yes, Lord. I see you doing some paperwork here. Look like you was getting some paperwork in order to take downtown for something. I don't know. Are you in business on your own?
No. What I'm trying to do is write my own book and hopefully to be a publisher.
Okay. All right. Because I see you sitting at this computer. Look like you was getting some stuff prepared to take downtown.
Wow.
Amen. I don't even know. Oh, my goodness. I don't know why did I hear foster care. I don't know what foster care means.
Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I don't know what foster care means, but I heard foster care so loud in my ear.
Wow. Wow.
But to God be the glory.
Yes,
but
to God
Lord
be the glory. That's just confirmation, Prophet. I confirm what you're saying. Foster care,
yes.
Daycare. The Lord said daycare. And you say foster is one of the two. Daycare, foster care.
Wow.
God's going to set you up for them out here.
Okay. Wow.
Now, if you don't want the foster care, I'll take it.
Wow.
But the Lord is getting ready to bless you.
How are the wedding plans coming? Pastor Shaquan.
Yes.
This is how.
How is the big day coming? Are you ready and prepared for Saturday?
I'm preparing. Like
she's
me.
Nervous. She's nervous, my husband. She's nervous.
Are you preparing?
I told my sister, my brother, I can't be coming over the house no more like that no more because she's going to be married now.
That's right.
Oh, don't put that on your chest. Don't be getting the F's on your chest about your right.
I didn't say that.
Oh. I said that, Prophet. She's going to be a married woman. You can't go over there during the night no more.
Yeah,
praying is being shitty and y'all having all night prayer meetings.
Amen.
Can't be sitting around the round table prophesying all night. Because you're going to be a married woman.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes, I is.
Well, you know the Lord is just it's just leading and just speaking to my spirit for prayer for you and Apostle, for a house, for your marriage. Althea, can you just pray shortly for Shaquan and her husband to be the union of peace?
Hallelujah, Father God, in the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior, Father God. Father God, we lift up Shaquan and her husband to be in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the blessing that you're pouring over them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the spirit of shalom over them right now, Father God. Shalom in their mind and shalom in their spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Shalom, Father God, in their relationship, Father God. Everything that they need to do, Father God, will bring forth peace in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to touch her right now and him, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Take away the nervousness, Father God. Take away any overthinking, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for this union, Father God, that's in the Holy Ghost, Father God. We thank you for the fire of God that's in them, Father God, individually and communally together, Father God. In the name of Jesus, my Lord, and Savior, we thank you for blessing their future right now, Jesus. We thank you for the Spirit of God that's going before them even now, Father God, and years from now, Father God, to make every crooked way straight, every dark area lit, Father God. Everything they put their hands together, Father God, will multiply. Everything they do together, Father God, will be a blessing, Father God. Their families will be a blessing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So we thank you right now, Father God, because what God put together, no man can tear apart, Father God. We bind up any hindrance, any interference of the enemy right now in the magnifying name of Jesus. We break the backs of witchcraft right now, all her gods and all her relatives, in the name of Jesus. We send it to a barren land. We bind up all unclean spirit. We bind up any sickness and disease. Any interference of the wiles of the enemy is broken and destroyed, is dethroned, thrown away, crippled, demolished, sent to a barren land where dry and die in the magnified name of Jesus. Their life will be prosperous. Their life will be blessed. Wherever they go, the word of God will be in their mouth. Wherever they go, the Holy Ghost will be there before them. Favor and mercy upon their lives and all the days to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Shaquan,
we have a caller.
Shaquan, hold on before you open that mic. Hold on. Shaquan, let me tell you this. I see. I just saw you moving. I saw you moving. I see you moving into this other. It's like a red brick house. I don't want to say red. It's like a brownish red looking building. Out. Hallelujah. I saw
Amen.
You packing up. Amen.
Amen.
And not only that, this was a two-car garage.
Thank you, Jesus.
I saw this two-car garage. I'm supposed to have the Spirit of God. I see that. Hallelujah. I don't know if it's going to be. Thank you, Lord. All right. Next year. It's going to be a year of refreshing and renewal.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I see you moving out of that area that you're in.
Amen.
Ah, yada, toko, dada, tekiata. Hey, God, see. Hey. Yo. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I see you moving. The earth is going to be the earlier part. It's going to be like the mid part of next year. Because I hear the conversation say, I just got to come here and get settled here first. And once I get here, then things are going to change. Ah! Hey, show down. Holy Ghost,
thank you, Jesus.
So God, you see, Yamande, Koba, Sebebe Yande, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
And the new vehicle is coming. The new vehicle comes along with this new marriage.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, Lord. Okay, Lord. Everything is getting ready to turn around in your favor, Shatwan.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah. And the Lord, let me tell you this. See, God don't tell people thank you much, but the Lord says thank you for being obedient.
Amen.
Amen.
Shatwan, are you listening?
Yes, I am listening. I'm listening.
Let me tell you this. Within the next two months,
mm-hmm.
you will be made whole from the inside out.
Amen. Amen.
You're going to be made whole, not here, but made whole.
Hallelujah.
From the inside out. From the inside out, so saith the Spirit of God.
Yes, Jesus.
Because God said now he's getting ready to make you whole now.
He
healed you, but now he's getting ready to make you whole.
Jesus.
Ah, shit. So God, see. God is getting ready to do it for you. Just like that.
Yes,
amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Father.
All right.
Amen. Amen.
All right, open up the mic.
Okay. Okay, we have
Let's see, a 562. Uh-oh. Okay. Let me get back. 562-743. Your mic is not open. Hold on. Okay. Let me get, okay. 562-743, your mic is open.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Tasha. Hi, my name is Tasha. And I was calling because I just wanted to ask for prayer for me and my marriage. You know, I've experienced some miscarriages, and it seems like every time it happens, it puts a strain on my marriage. It's not really from my husband. I put the strain on the marriage myself because I get so depressed about it. And so I was just wanting prayer on that end because my husband, he's very strong in the Lord. But I know that I add that stress because I really want a kid, but I don't want my marriage to be strained. If it's going to have to be strained, then I guess that's not what for me is to be a mother because I don't want to strain my marriage.
What do you mean by strain your marriage?
Because every time I've had two miscarriages in a year, and it's like when it happens, I get like really, really down. And I'm still struggling every day to go to work. And, you know, just to do simple things. And my husband, he's not like that, but I put that strain on him because I started kind of shut down. And then I just, you know, I get started talking crazy, you know, and just, you know, I'm like, well, maybe God don't have that for me. I desire to be a mother, but it just seems like it's a strain to become one on the marriage. So
you've had a miscarriage?
I've had two miscarriages in the last year.
And the enemy has enrooted fear in you. Fear. The spirit of fear is upon you. That's where the strain is coming from, and the oppression and the depression, because this doorway has opened and fear has taken root, and it's what's controlling your mind and your thoughts and your emotions. But the devil is alive. Prophet Sanders.
Yes, ma'am.
Prophet Sanders is going to pray for you, and he's going to break that spirit of fear, and he's going to pray and anoint your womb to carry the next child that the Lord blesses you with. And your marriage is going to be made whole. Father Sam is going to the Spirit and pray for this child's marriage. Yes, Lord. My name is Tasha.
Tasha, I need you to do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
I need you to take your right hand and put it on the lower part of your abdomen.
Yes, sir.
You got the right hand down there?
Yes, sir.
All right. God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come before your throne, God, we ask you to forgive us. Forgive us for our unbelief. Forgive us for our unfaithfulness, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, as we come and intercede, oh God, God, I ask you right now, God, to look and have mercy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, as we put our hand on her abdomen right now, God, as we touch and agree on her ovary now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you now, God, to allow her to bear this child. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to strengthen the womb now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to shift the pelvis now. In the name of Jesus, yes, God, shift the pelvis now, God. In the name of Jesus, and God, we ask you, Lord God, this next pregnancy, oh God, God, we ask you to let her carry it all 9 months, oh, God. And, Lord God, when the baby come forth, let it come forth with miracle, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. God, do it for your glory, oh, God. God, in the name of Jesus, for you have declared in your word, God, that you will bless the fruit of our womb, oh, God. And, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord God. God, we even ask you to strengthen this marriage, oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Meek and humble, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, move by your power. God,
yes,
God, your anointing will rest on our womb, oh, God, in the name of Elohim. In the name of Yeshua Yahweh, God, look to your glory, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare in the name of Jesus that when this baby comes, it shall come forth with an anointing. It shall be able to. This baby, oh God, where it can be able to come forth naturally, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to, God, anoint her belly now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, strengthen the marriage, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For God, marriage is ordained by you, oh God. Marriage is holy, oh God. Marriage is ministry, oh God. And God, they need to know, oh God, that marriage is ministry. Help
yes,
me to minister, God, to your people, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. God, do it for your glory in the name
your
of
glory.
God. We ask you to bless our womb now, God. Bless it
now,
now,
God. Thank you,
bless
Jesus.
Bless the womb now, God. Allow the Holy Ghost to enter in now, God. In the name of Jesus. Hey, come on, dude.
Hallelujah.
God, we thank you for the miracle now.
Yes,
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Ooh, glory.
His destiny is going to be able to change destiny of people.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Not only that this child going to be, oh, my God, this child is going to be able to prophesy like never before.
Anointed from the womb, yes, Lord.
Yes,
God. Oh, come on, babe.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory. You be encouraged, sis.
Thank you. We love you, Tasha, but God loves you more. Hallelujah.
Love you,
Lord. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. To God be all the glory. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Shaquan. We'll get another caller.
Yeah, let me check and see. I'm sorry, I'm multitasking here, you guys. We do have a caller. Give me one second. We have a caller trying to close the mic. The board is acting crazy today, so... 321, let's see, 321-262, your mic is open.
God bless you. God bless you, PSMI family. This is Prophet Anthony. How are you
Hello,
today?
How are you?
God bless you. I was confused today. I thought today was testimony. Testimony. But I forgot that yesterday was testimony Tuesday. But the Lord, I know that Prophet Shakespeare, but he definitely want me to speak this to Prophet Shakespeare of this testimony. He said he was going to do something for Prophet Shakespeare. I know he's not home, so I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to come on tomorrow as well. The Lord, I have a testimony, people of God. And the Lord, I have a mighty testimony of what God is doing for his people and what has been released from the east gate of his people. Amen. And this past Saturday, me and my family, we, got away from, just situations and things of that nature. And we went to our community pool where we stay at, and we went in there. And my kids and stuff. It was three families that was there, and we was playing. I was playing in the water with my kids, and I was talking to one of the neighbors who stay in the same community, and he had his family there, his wife, two little boys. One of them was 2 years old, and the other one was another two, but they was a week apart. Long story short, I'm not going to, I know that it's almost 2 o'clock, but what happened, the little boy, take off the swimwear, the clothing of the little boy, the floating gear. He took it off, and the little boy was crying. Swim in the pool. So I took my eyes off of that, and then I focused on my kids and, talking to my wife. And then when I looked, I heard a commotion. And then when I turned around, the father was yanking the little boy out the pool.
the little boy had jumped in the pool and had drowned while the father was talking, and he didn't even realize it. And the little boy was underwater for more than 2 minutes. And when this little boy, he drowned. And when he pulled him up out of the pool, I ran over there. Everybody was running over there. And the little boy had no signs, nothing. The father was doing the CPR, was pressing on his chest, was kept pressing on his chest, trying to blow in his mouth. There was no vital signs of life. The little boy looked dead. He was dead. He was completely dead, y'all. He was dead. He was gone. And the father and the mother and everybody, it was ecstatic. And the mother, she blanked out. The father kept saying, son, Trevor, don't go. Come back, son. Come back, Trevor. Don't go. Come back. Come back to me. Come back. And he kept doing it, and there was no signs whatsoever. Nothing. Anything. I ran. Listen, I ran to the little boy. Came in me, no prophetic anointing came over me. I didn't see no angels. I didn't see anything. I grabbed the boy's hand, and then I began to declare life over this boy. My wife said I began to say, and I didn't even realize that. I said, you shall not die, not on my watch. In the name of Jesus, I decree life over this child. People of God, I'm telling you, when I begin to call on Jesus to begin to decree the proclamation of life, the water begin to spark out of this boy's mouth. It begin to spark out of this boy's mouth. You remember, you know, I told the daddy, I said, keep breathing in him. He needs some air. I said, keep breathing in him. And then he kept breathing one more time, and I said, Jesus, the last time, and then the water began to come out, a whole bunch of it began to come out, and then I heard a scream come out from the boy. Glory be to God. A scream came in from the boy. We've seen signs. And long story short, they had to fly the boy to Atlanta. And everybody didn't know. I told the wife, and I told the little child, he was crying for his brother, said, my baby, my baby. And I told him, listen, little son, your brother going to be back with you praying like nothing ever happened in that house. Do you hear me? Look at me. I said, Jesus going to make sure that. He looked at me. He said, Jesus, he going to do it? I said, he has done it, son. And I told the daddy, I said, don't be scared. I said, your son shall live. I told the mother, your son shall live. That whole night, my wife, she was just saying, baby, I can't sleep. I'm worried about the little boy. I know God said it. I believe, amen, what's on your life, the authority and the anointing on your life. But I just have to speak for myself. That Sunday, we got up and we went over to his house. And we pulled up. And then we pulled up. And then we were looking outside. And God, I have to tell you, when they opened up the door, the little boy came running out, playing like nothing happened.
Amen.
Thank God. Jesus.
He came running out like nothing happened. No brain dead, nothing at all. No lung damage, nothing. They said he spent too much for his size. He was only 2 years old. He spent too much underwater. That's too long. Over 2 minutes underwater. I'm going to tell you that the daddy came to my house yesterday and said that they took him to the doctor. The doctor said he's 100%, nothing's wrong. Glory be to God. Nothing is wrong. Glory be to God. And the Lord have God be to testify to everybody of the miraculous power of God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
That you were in the right place at the right time.
Yes, and obedient.
Hallelujah to your name, Jesus, because this is the season, as Apostle Shakespeare said, of miracles, signs, and wonders.
That's right.
The people of God. All we got to do is be in position for God to use us.
Yeah.
And we thank God that you was in position to see life back into a dead body. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Not on my watch.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I
mean. Amen.
Not on my watch.
Yes, Lord.
Not on my watch.
Amen. Amen.
Not on my watch.
Come on,
Jesus.
That's
Amen.
All I tell them that. I got the church I attend to here, you know, on the back of the youth leader t-shirt, we got not on my watch. In other words,
not
you,
on my watch.
You ain't taking nobody out. Not on my watch. Nobody's going out. Not on my watch.
Come on,
Jesus.
And then
thank
God for you, a prophet. I thank God for you. Because see, people need to see the signs and wonders of God.
Yeah. Yes, Lord. He will.
So where they can reverence God.
Come on here.
Jesus.
And that's what God has done. He has allowed you to bring that baby back to life so
Amen.
The people may glorify him.
Come on,
Amen.
Here.
So you got a right to tell God thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Like my brother said, we have to be in position.
Yeah.
We got to know, my God. In other words, you forgot all about what was going on. You just saw a need.
Jesus.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
The devil didn't like what you did.
Come on.
The devil didn't like what you did, so he's going to try to pop his head up. So you know what you need to do? You need to praise God in advance. Oh! God's going to reward you for your faithfulness and your obedience to him. We're running out of time, you guys. Thank you all. Make sure y'all continue to sow seeds to Apostle Shakespeare, to the PSMIA, man. And I love you all. And to tomorrow, God bless you all. And I love you. Just know that God is making all of us brand new. God bless
Amen
you, my
brother.
To that.
Sylvia,
bless you. I feel Shaquan. God bless you all. I love you all. Be encouraged.
God bless you all, prophets, warriors.
Amen. Yeah.